On this journey of pursuit, we must realize that although we are excited and happy to finally live out our purpose and pursue the things that God has for us, we must not forget that the enemy is still planning his attacks and attempts. He wants you to fall off your journey of pursuit so bad that he will distract you, use the people around you to frustrate you, and many other things. But in this episode, we are standing on the scripture 1 Peter 5:8 that says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." This is your reminder to stay sober, vigilant, and aware. Let's get into this episode. Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. Going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure. Making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl Drea K back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. What y'all doing? What's up? It's Mother's Day. Hello. Shout out to all of my mothers out there. Shout out to all of those who are waiting in their waiting season to become a mother. Shout out to those who may be pregnant. I know it ain't easy, girl. I know. Trust me. My hormones was off the meter. I was in a hospital for 3 months after I had my baby. After, you heard me? After. Not during. After. I was in a hospital during my pregnancy a lot too, getting blood transfusions and everything. Shout out to the mothers. Because clearly, we go through a lot for our churn. So this is y'all's tribute. Keep being a mother. Keep allowing God to serve you in your motherhood. Keep allowing God to give you wisdom in your motherhood. And don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't being no good mother, because you is. Okay? Period. And a special shout out to all of the mompreneurs out there, those who are living in pursuit of business, living in pursuit of entrepreneurship, like, look, having kids or a kid while trying to get work done, sitting at the computer all night. Look. I understand you. I'm here with you. I see you. Okay? Good job. If no one has told you yet, good job. Keep going. Keep pursuing. And don't feel bad. Because I know sometimes we be feeling bad. But don't. But anyway, shout out to all of us because we dope. We definitely get the job done by any means necessary. Hello. I also want to send my prayers, my condolences. I want to send my heart out to those mothers who aren't able to become mothers or who have experienced miscarriages or any health issues that have prevented them from becoming mothers and experiencing motherhood. My heart goes out to anyone who has lost their mother or lost their grandmother or lost any mother figure in their life. And today may be kind of hard for you, but I'm here for you, sis. I'm praying with you, sis. I'm praying that God covers you. I'm praying that he keeps you. I'm praying that he keeps your head lifted on this morning, on this day. And my heart just goes out to each and every one of us on today. So I had an experience over the weekend, really the past week, where I was reminded of my dad's old 1999 voicemail on his phone. Now, mind you, this was like during the flip phone ages. So my dad had this recorded voicemail on his phone, and it always said at the end, "And remember, don't let the devil steal your joy." And every time I come to the revelation that oh, the devil is attacking me, or he's messing with me today. Oh, the devil is busy on this week. Every time I come to that realization or that revelation, I'm reminded of that, and it just comes up in my spirit. And it's also a reminder that although we are in pursuit, we can't be blindsided by what the enemy is trying to do in our lives, what attacks he's trying to form, what roadblocks he's trying to put in our way of that pursuit. I always look at our journey of pursuit as us walking in this path, or walking down this pathway where Jesus is leading us along the way. He's holding our hands and he's leading us along this journey of pursuit. He's helping us to hear from God. He's helping us to cultivate our gifts. He's helping us to increase our faith on this journey. But also, sometimes on this journey, we get distracted. Think of yourself as walking down a street, you see big, tall buildings, you see people, other people walking, you hear a baby crying, you hear sirens, you hear fire trucks and things like that, and they distract you along this walk, along this journey. And I feel like as Christians, we have to be reminded of that although we are walking and we're allowing Jesus to hold our hands through this pursuit, there are going to be some distractions. There are going to be some loud sirens. There's going to be some loud people in our ear that is going to try to knock us off of the pursuit. There's going to be plans and attacks coming our way that are going to knock us off. And for me, it has been mentally. It's been towards my vision. The enemy often tries to go after and cloud our minds when it comes to our vision. Vision is something that we see spiritually. We can't really see it physically with our physical eyes. Vision is more so given, of course, by God. So we see this thing happening in the spirit. We see what God wants to do with us and in us. We see how our business will look like, how our businesses will look like. We see the family that God has promised us, but we can't see it in our physical, in our natural eyes. So the best way to distract us and get us to be knocked off of our journey is to attack the vision and to make us think that this thing is never going to happen. This person is never going to come into my life. I'm never going to have those children. I'm never going to be able to finish what I'm in pursuit of. We can't see the finish line. So why would he not attack what we can't see? Why would he not try to fill our minds with things that we can see? Our issues, our problems, the people around us and their issues. Why would he not try to attack our vision with the stuff that we can see, the things that are in our daily lives? So if you're taking notes, I want you to write this first point down. The enemy is trying to attack your vision. He wants to put multiple things in your path so that you don't see where God is leading you. He wants to blind you or blindside you with things that don't even matter. He wants to put so much on your plate mentally that you can't even see where you're going or where you're heading. He wants to cloud your vision. What happens when you get mad or angry or frustrated? And if you're anything like me, like when you get mad, you don't see anything in your path. You may see a red light. You may see smoke. You may see, you may black out. And I noticed that when we get like that, and when we get angry and we black out and we see nothing in front of us and we only see our problems, that is an attack. That's not just our emotions. That's not just something that we're feeling in the moment. Like, that's a whole attack. That's his whole plan of operation. Let me cloud her vision, because the people that she mad at right now, they love her. I'm just using their situations and their frustrations to implement her, to distract her, to get her in her emotions and her feelings so that she can react, and so that she can forget that she's a Christian, and so that she can forget that my Bible says human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. So we out here getting blindsided. We out here letting the devil, continuing to let the devil cloud up our vision with anger and frustration. That's what we doing, sis. Write this second point down. He wants to use what you can see to detour you from what you can't see. So he wants you to live in your emotions and not live in pursuit of what God is calling you to do. That's clearly what he's trying to do. He's trying to frustrate you so much with the people around you and your responsibilities and the things that you have to do at your job, your task. He wants to frustrate you so bad into thinking that none of this is going to work out, or you're doing all of this for nothing. He wants to make you feel like everyone is against you and that everyone does not appreciate or respect your pursuit. He wants you to feel like everyone is rejecting you in some way, some form, like what you have going on is not important. That's what he is trying to do. Okay. Oh, y'all had thought that I forgot to mention the Living in Pursuit Challenge. No, I did not. I'm still here. I'm going to let you know about it. A few of you have signed up, and I am so, so, so excited for you all to experience this challenge. It's new, it's fresh, but you guys are going to love it. If you haven't already, please, please, please sign up for the Living in Pursuit Challenge, you guys. We are going to be going in. We are, of course, going to be getting some spiritual and biblical references, of course, but we're also going to be talking about business and marketing and how to get your business out there, how to plan a launch, how to market your business using social media. We're going to be talking about these things. If you guys do not know, my daytime job, I am a marketing coordinator, okay? I'm also the marketing director for Reclamation and Restoration Ministries Incorporated, which is my daddy's nonprofit. Hello. So I help them do a lot of things when it comes to marketing and what message to put out there into the world, into the industry, how to get those messages out there, how to get our services and products out there. So there's a lot that goes into it. And I want to share my experience with you all. Not only do I serve in this capacity, but I'm also an entrepreneur. I'm also a media personality. I know some stuff, and I want to give y'all the tea. So make sure you sign up for the Living in Pursuit Challenge. The link is in the show notes. If you haven't already, follow me on Instagram. It's Drea's Story, DreasStory. The link is in my bio. Make sure you guys sign up. You do not want to miss this challenge. Back to your regularly scheduled programming. I don't know how many times I have to say this, but the devil is after our mind, will, and emotions. We talked a little bit about being in our feelings and all of these things about our emotions and everything, but we have to stop forgetting that. Like, the pursuit is fun. The pursuit, like, self-development is hard, but it's such a reward at the end. And we can't forget that the devil does not want us to be developed spiritually, mentally, physically, financially. He does not want that. And if you're called, if you're called and you know you have gifts and you know that you are called to be in a specific ministry or a specific industry, look, you cannot forget this principle. You cannot forget this reminder. And most of the time, if we're being honest, most of the time when he attacks us, it's somewhat from a place of truth. Like me getting up at 5 a.m, spending time with God, me going to work from 8 till 5 in the afternoon. Me coming home, having to cook and clean and make dinner and be a mother and be an entrepreneur, an active entrepreneur in my business, like all of these things can be a lot. It can be frustrating. And although it is frustrating, we have to realize and understand that the frustration is temporary. You're not going to always be frustrated. You're probably in a space where you are taking on a lot. You're probably the go-to person. You're probably the anointed one in the family, the one that everyone comes to, the one that has to rectify situations all the time. You may be the go-to person, and that's frustrating at times. Like, leave me alone. Can I go outside? Can I just listen to my worship music outside in peace? Can you come get this baby? Like, come on, somebody. Write this last point down. This is a distraction. And the first thing we have to recognize is if the distraction was my fault. Like, we have to take responsibility over some things. You know, we can't really blame the devil for making us distracted. He has to cultivate it first. He has to find a window of opportunity first. So first thing we have to realize is, have I put myself in a position that allowed this opportunity present itself to me? Are the people around me that's frustrating me, are they even needing to be in my life? Did God even send them to me, or did I go find them? Like, and it could be your own family. It could be the friends from your past. It could be the friends from your childhood. Like, are these people that God been told you to leave alone? Like, I don't know. Like, only you can decide that. But the second thing is, how do I bounce back from a distraction? Whatever your distraction is, it may not even be other people frustrating you or your responsibilities or tasks. You may be distracted by something else, but whatever your distraction is, how do you bounce back from that? The Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times but gets back up. You can get back up. You can get back on track. You don't have to listen to the distractions or the voices in your head. Choose to get back in line. Now you're wondering, how do I eliminate the distraction? Consult with God and make a decision. Are you going to allow this thing to beat you up, or are you going to let God handle it? Are you going to choose to react, or are you going to trust God in those moments? Those moments of frustration, those moments when you want to curse somebody out. Okay? Those moments where you just want to give up. Those moments where the distraction has now festered itself into a situation, and now you're going through the motions. Now you're not even getting up in the morning praying to God. Now you're not even listening to your worship music. You're not even pursuing that thing. Are you going to try to handle it on your own? Are you going to live in this frustration and live with the distraction, or are you going to live without it? And let's be honest here. Distractions are going to come. Like, we are in pursuit. The pursuit is never ending. You may be all good 1 week, but then next week, something might just pop up. How are you going to handle it now that you know better? What scripture are you going to stand on? What reminder are you going to set aside for yourself? What reminder is going to come into the back of your mind or pop up in your spirit? How are you feeding your spirit throughout this pursuit? Or are you just out here grinding? Like, we talk a lot about the good parts of living in pursuit, but what about the bad parts? What scriptures are we feeding ourselves each and every day? What are we feeding our spirits to keep us focused and not distracted? How are we feeding our minds, and what are we feeding our minds with? How are we becoming distracted? In this episode, not even just for y'all, it's for me. I'm talking to myself. Andrea, how are you allowing the devil to use this same trick to infiltrate the pursuit? We cannot keep getting knocked down and blindsided by the same old attacks. We can't. We have to recognize them and we have to act accordingly. We can't let what we feel in that moment dictate how we will feel tomorrow. Because every single time we get in our emotions in that moment, we don't feel the same the next day. Or in my case, we don't feel the same the next 2 days. Because, you know, sometimes we be holding on to some things until, you know, we got to be talking to God for a little while longer than, you know, other people. But don't settle for the distraction. Don't settle for what you feel in that moment, because you're not going to feel like that in the next few days. You're not going to even want to cling on to how you feel. You're not going to want to cling to the anger or the frustration or the bitterness. You're not. Look, once you sit in those feelings and those emotions too long, you automatically are going to say, I need God. Nope, I don't want to sit here. I don't want to sit in these feelings. Let me put my worship music on. Let me get out my Bible, even though I probably don't want to. But at least you recognize I need something else. I need God. That's why journaling is so important. When you're in those moments, you're able to express your thoughts and your feelings in a way where you're writing down how you feel. And in moments like this, when you're writing it down, you can easily be reminded of God's word. Well, I know I'm writing this down and I know I'm feeling this way, but this is not the way that God has called me to live. While you're journaling in that moment, you might go back to a couple of pages and read something else that may help you in this moment. Something that you wrote down previously, a scripture or something that God spoke to you. Get that journal out, girl. Go get you a notebook, pen pad, something. It's also important because months after or weeks after, you're able to see your progress. And if you ever get distracted again and are led to feel in those types of feelings, you can go back to what you journaled on that specific day that you were in your feelings. You can go back and see how you can handle it better for this specific time. It's all about learning. It's all about progressing. It's all about growing in your relationship with God, knowing that how I feel right now is not how God would want me to feel. He says to cast all of my burdens onto him. So why am I holding on to this right now? He says that he is a present help, that he will never leave or forsake me. So why do I feel alone in my feelings right now? Why do I feel like no one cares? Why do I feel this way? So, yeah, that's all I got for y'all today. It's about 10 a.m. I'm about to go back in the bed before the Mother's Day festivities start. I hope you all sign up for the challenge. I hope you guys have enjoyed this new season too. It has been blessing me, like, I'm not even gonna lie, but I hope that you guys are blessed. I hope that you have a wonderful week. I hope that your Mother's Day is as special as God will allow. And I love you all. Sign up for the challenge. Like, stop being uncertain. Stop being double-minded in all of your ways. Like, stop. Just sign up. You know you want to start the business. You know you need help. Stop being prideful, thinking that you don't need help. You need help. And this is your help. Okay? All right? Cool. If you haven't already, make sure you leave a rating. Make sure you leave a review. It will help other people find us here on the Living in Pursuit podcast. I would really, really, really appreciate it if you did so. Also, follow the Living in Pursuit podcast Instagram. I have a lot of engagement and opportunities coming up for some of you ladies to be featured on the Instagram page. Also follow me, my personal page, Drea Story, on Instagram, and you know, just check your girl out. Like, it's a lot of stuff going on over there, okay? But I love you all, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.